is Dorothy Seckler interviewing Arnold Blanche at Woodstock on June 13, 1963.
I was born in a small town in the southern part of Minnesota, June 4, 1896. The name of the town is Manderville. It's located rather northwest of a more well-known town, Rochester. My mother was of Swiss origin. Her father was a sort of a patriarch, and there was a certain these people had settled on government claims in Minnesota. My grandfather on my father's side also settled in a government claim. He was from England. My grandmother on my father's side was German. The doctor that brought me into the world was the son of the first white woman born in Minnesota. So that makes me very old. And this part of Minnesota was a rich farmland. There was a Swiss colony there. They made cheese. And as I remember, the first thing I remember that my father was rather a wealthy man. He was a banker and owned a few stores and was considered one of the first citizens. And my early boyhood was very normal. But when I was about 5 years old, my father, in one of the early depressions, my father lost all his money, and we had to leave this community because he was more or less in disgrace for having lost money, and we moved to St. Paul, Minnesota. But I would come back and spend my summers with my aunts, two maiden aunts, and I'm now reading from a monograph published by the American Artists Group in 1946. My mother painted china, and I remember there was an importance given to that which was hand-painted over that which was not. My aunt copied reproductions in oil, and these paintings were on the walls of her house. I spent many rainy afternoons in reverie with these pictures, and in their commonplace scenes. And in their commonplace scenes, my fancy took great journeys. That was my boyhood, more or less, as it relates to my maturity. I became conscious of the validity of art. I learned to some extent to respond or transfer my imagination to pictorial patterns. I love books, good food, fishing, hunting, and all these things are still part of my passions, my likings. And this had very much to do with my early life. My mother was a very famous cook. My aunts were famous cooks. And now I claim to be a famous cook. My formal training, I never liked school very much. I was perhaps what would now be considered I would perhaps be in some exhilarated classes, because I always seemed to catch on to things quickly, and then I would be bored, and then when it came for time for testing and so forth, I would forget what I had already known. And so I really didn't care much. I revolted against formal training very early, and I stopped going to high school, I think, in my second year, because I did something that wasn't nice and was expelled for a certain time, and I never went back. But this business of being interested in painting, I think, came distinctly from those my association with those early pictures, because this sort of became my life by reading and looking at those pictures. I extended my horizon way beyond the limits of this little town. Although, as I look back at the little town now, there was a richness there. A richness of the soil and a richness of people. My aunts were